Keep Sharing podcast is a revolutionary podcast, blending real-life stories, mindset advice, with the common connection to golf. It is brought to you by John and his team. Your host is a performance psychology expert, Zen Golf Associate, NLP Master Practitioner, with bags of knowledge around the humanistic approach to life. John interviews guests from around the world, covering life experiences, failures, pitfalls, journeys, and success stories, along with many other topics. Come share your story with us. For more information, you can visit whatsinthebag.club and book a call with John. Thank you kindly for tuning in. Keep sharing.
Preparation, hard work. There's no getting away from working hard if you want to be succeeding or successful. Hi, how's everybody going there? Just testing out this new headset. You listen to John, JT, I Keep Sharing, and today we are going to be discussing what it takes to be a team player. Now, the whole dynamic of anything that we do and the way that we operate, we are part of a team of some kind, whether that be in your relationship, whether you're in a team at work. But collaboration is fundamentally what drives you as an individual. Some really solid entrepreneurs out there, people who have a vision and a goal, and they just want to go out and be successful in whatever that they do. Always reach out for advice and guidance. They will find a mentor, they will look for a coach, and they would look for somebody who they can bounce ideas off. But what a really good entrepreneur is good at is that they will fundamentally really, really push themselves in so many different directions. But they also recognize the areas that they're not so good at. So they could be absolutely amazing at doing numbers. So they look at the figures to see where they need to go. They know how to measure things out. They will work extremely hard in all areas of their life. But they might not be able to stand up and present their ideas to somebody. So what do? They look for somebody who's talented within that realm. They give them an opportunity because they know if they give them an opportunity, it's going to back them and allow them to be able to free up a little bit of room within their thought process so that they can go off and be successful as well. Now, the success is shared from an entrepreneurial perspective. They know solely deep down inside that they're enterprising in the world. They're looking at who they are. They're looking at the whole balance of everything that they're doing. So they're like a set of scales. If they were a star sign, they would be the Libra. They really understand that we've got this short-term goal operation that we need to achieve. And they also are very, very good at seeking out the long-term opportunity. So they're in it for the long game. They're in it for the whole process. They don't just think that what they do now will have an impact the next day. They know that how they plant their seeds and how they operate within their garden. And then find people who can come along and complement to nurture those feelings and thoughts and emotions to the idea, to the product, to the development. So that's one sort of key area within the team dynamic. They are really successful in looking at what's out there already and being quite creative in how they can adopt new methodology towards their ideas. And that could be a sense of realization in terms of, okay, we can see we've got this app-based development technology that's flying around. You know, we're all driven by what's on my phones. But the entrepreneur, the word is really, really strong. Now, we're not all entrepreneurs, but we have got a sense of a direction of where we want to go. And that's what a good entrepreneur will do. They'll look at where they're heading and what they're doing, and they'll map it out. They'll spend a lot of time burning the midnight oil. They will try to perfect their craft and their art in terms of what they're doing. So professional sports people in the industry, whatever that they're trying to achieve, an athlete, a long-term runner, a footballer, a golfer, they all have a sense within them of being that entrepreneurial mindset driven towards their aspirations and intentions. Now, somebody said to me a while ago about goal setting, and I just want to touch on this a second, that when we set goals, I would like to have 15 sales of my latest product by the next quarter. And that product could be worth quite a lot of money, or could be worth just something that you started off with. And whether you've created a market stall, whether you have wanted to get a new program offline, start a podcast like I did a year ago, which was one of the best things that I actually set off to do. Doesn't matter what it is. They will map it out in a way, and they will make sure that they're hitting targets and they'll go forward. Now, my brain isn't wired that way, and some people's aren't. Some people like to live more by moment to moment, set the intention and then come back to where they are in the present, and then realize that they can just do everything from this nurturing stage, and then whatever it is they try and achieve with that dream, it will manifest itself into reality through graft, preparation, hard work. There's no getting away from working hard if you want to be succeeding or successful. Now, what's the difference between succeeding and successful? Well, I want to be successful. You know, people say these words, or they see somebody else who's really successful with a big car and the house, and they're flying around, and they've worked hard as well. But when you fixate yourself on comparing yourself with what success looks like, success to you could mean anything. It could mean a good review. It could mean a nice bit of feedback from a compliment from a friend or somebody in the family that's seeing what you're doing and they appreciate the work that you're doing. Success comes in different forms. It's not always money driven. Get off that mindset of it being, oh, I'm only successful when I've made a lot of money. No, you're not. Because you will be rewarded in other ways that balance the things out that you do. So if you choose off to go on your own and set up your own business, be prepared that you will have really, really difficult times, both emotionally and mentally, because you will have fits and spurts. You'll have really lots of sales coming through, and then the phone might never ring. You might send out loads of emails and do a campaign and not get anything off the back of it. But it doesn't mean what you've done now won't be the building blocks for what happens in the future. Because if you do the email marketing campaign and you write the content and you're giving the information away, somebody somewhere, whether that be tomorrow or in a year's time, will have that connection or that alignment with your product and service and phone you up. You know, there's loads of people out there saying, I'm going to set up a business, I'm going to put it onto social media platforms, and I'm going to make an absolute killing out of it. And then, yeah, it might just happen. But it's very rare that it just does happen straight away. One guy that I've met 6 years ago, Dave Schultz, started Reality Golf, which is now NextLinks, is launching indoor golf and entertainment venues out in the States. And I remember Dave said to me once, John, what you learn now will serve you well. Now, that doesn't matter when you learn it or how you learn it or how that information comes to you. It serves you at some purpose, whether that be good, bad, and different. But it will back your idea in terms of which way that you're going. And we always try to think about this, oh, well, that's good and that's bad, or this doesn't work and that works. So that's comparing good and bad. Now, if something doesn't work, it doesn't mean that it's not bad. It just means that it's not right now. It means that you've tried it. But what did you do to try that actual physical element of the thing that you went out to do? What did you actually physically do? You actioned it. You actioned the thought process. You had the balls to step up. And you went out there and done something about it. That's where the magic is. That's where the things that really take heed of what we are, of who we are trying to be. Whatever you're studying, whatever you want to practice, don't ever stop learning. Find something that you're really interested in, the passion, what drives you, and go with that love. Not the fear of not being able to achieve, because the achievement will come on the back of the things and the preparation you put in beforehand. And then even when you have hit them milestones of them sales, or if you have hit them targets of so many followers, we are never satisfied sometimes as humans. We always want more. Why do we always want more? If we focus on what we have, more comes because we're content. What do you want? The latest car, the latest phone, the latest helicopter? These are all nicey things to have. They're materialistic. They only exist in the outer world of the within. But if you have a humble approach to life, if you have gratitude and understand that you're grateful for not only yourself, but the people around you, just think about the top five people that you have, because success is based on the back of the five people around. So that's successful. If you can connect with five good people, you're successful that way. You are always succeeding because it's a forwarding word. It's a forwarding motion. Don't ever think that you've had a setback, because then you would just train the mind to think that you have them all the time. We are never going backwards. We are very rarely moving too fast forward, unless you're in a rush and you want to get somewhere really quick, but you're only in that moment. And it's what you do in them times and that headspace or that being, planting yourself to where you are. Now, I'm sitting here doing this talk and I'm looking out my window and I've got a beautiful view of the northeast coast and I can see the waves crashing against the rocks and the sun's coming out and there's different multitude of colours within the sky. We've got a little bit of sunlight going on. We've got a bit of darkness over to the left. The sea's a completely different tranquil colour. And I'm fortunate to have that view and talk about these kind of things. I'm going through a process of elimination, flushing out the noise, not listening or being distracted by everything that you read and everything that you see. Take on board what you want to take on board. Be in control of that. Be in control of the messages you receive and the ones that you send out as well. We have been living in fear, which is a whole new topic. Fear or love, choose. Which one do you want to live in? Love yourself. Love what you're doing. Love those people around you. And have a compassionate approach towards other people's maps of their world, because it's far different from yours and it's never the same. When you see somebody who's really, really fit and they're producing their program on social media and they've trained hard to get to that stage and they're trying to bring you along with them because they know how difficult it's been to the diet and to the discipline, to the time. You've got to want to be prepared to change whatever it is that you do. We don't have to keep thinking that the more and more and more and more and more you change, the more and more and more you're going to get. You don't need anything. Everything you have and everything you want is within you and right in front of you. It's nowhere else but. Be inspiring, whatever the choice is. You know, we talk about elite athletes and we talk about entrepreneurs, as I did at the start, and we talk about professional people and we talk about amateur people. But we are just a person fulfilling our dream, working towards something that we believe in. Stay away from the news, the propaganda, that's my advice. Because you can become polarized, you can become caught up in other people's scenarios. I took a guy through personality profiling, looking at your natural strengths and areas of awareness is something that I really love to do as part of my job. And we were talking and we delivered the message and I gave him the results. And he asked me, he said, so how does this work? And I says, well, there's a lot of algorithm going on in the background. He was quite high in inquiring, but he was quite low in what we call responding, which is becoming caring for humans. But it doesn't mean that he didn't care for them. It just means that because he was so factually driven, he would always look for a solution to somebody that might be struggling in a practical way. And he said that when people come to him and tell him their stuff and offload to him, because he's one of them people that look up to him, and he's a director in a company, and he said, when people tell me a secret, I forget about it and move on, unless it's got a direct impact within my life. And I would say, that's a pretty nice way of doing it. It's not gossiping. He's not sharing somebody else's thoughts and feelings that aren't his. He is solely just there for that person in that moment, which is good enough for people. We don't have to keep pushing other people's heartache or pain across to anybody else. We share the kindness and the joy, because that spreads quicker than the bad stuff as well. So be mindful of what you're taking in. Be entrepreneurial, because you can be. Share wisdom, philosophies, advice, guidance. Never stop knowing that somebody else might need a little bit of the information that you've got. And it doesn't cost anything, a little bit of time, which at the moment we're relishing and we've got bags of. You've got as much time as you want to have. The days are flying over, the situation that we've been in, we don't have to keep talking about that. It's past. We have to focus on what we can do to make things better for humanity and who we are as people. Life's okay. Life is, then if it's not okay, find something in the not okayness that you can just hold on to a little bit and keep that for yourself. Don't become too stretched about feeding it off to too many people. No, we've got to appreciate that we can do the things that we want to do and we're fortunate enough. And if you are in a position that you want to share your ideas or come back or have a talk around some of the things that I've mentioned today, then just reach out anytime you want and we can have a discussion on many different topics. I could pull out an item in my what's in the bag and we could discuss that. Or you come to me with something that I'm interested in and I want to learn more about that I can share with the listeners. So keep going and take care. Thank you.